Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. It was a rough day yesterday. Rural travel, anybody wind up in the ditch? You know, should have stayed. The official urge was don't travel. But a lot of people just could not overcome the urge to travel. What about Christmas week? Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State Climatologist.
There's going to be this humongous ridge of high pressure. So the jet stream is going to go, say, from San Francisco up through Montana, well to our north, north of Winnipeg, and then slide down towards Boston. So everyone pretty much between the Rockies and the Appalachians are going to see a really warm week. And some folks down to our south that would like to have maybe a little chill in the air for Christmas, it's going to be warm, you know, like a couple hundred miles, 300 miles south of here for Christmas Day. But for us, it should keep the pattern quiet. And we should see above average temperatures much of next week, which might be warm enough to melt what little snow we have left on the ground.
Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State climatologist, still looking ahead to a cold winter.
Well, I just think the winter as a whole will finish below average. And, you know, December, you know, like next week as we finish up, you know, we're way below average now, but, you know, it balances out. Being below average for a winter doesn't mean 90 straight days of just bitterly cold 50 belows. There's intervals where it's nice. But I think January and February will probably finish below average. And, you know, and so far, yeah, we've had more snow in the last couple of winters, but we're still below average for snowfall to this point in the year. So it hasn't really been a snowy winter, and we're going to get a break next week. But I've always thought it would be kind of an average precipitation winter, maybe a smidge above, but, you know, a few degrees below average overall for the winter. And I still look like the pattern setting up to be that way.
But in the short term, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says expect temperature extremes.
If you draw a line through Montana, then southward through the Great Plains, right down through Texas, you will see temperatures that on the east side of that are significantly below average for December 1st through 15th. At the same time, much above normal temperatures just about everywhere west of that line, except in California's Central Valley, where we've been plagued by low clouds and fog, which is not unusual for this time of year. So if you look at the temperature departures for that first 15 days of December, many Midwestern communities saw temperatures averaging more than 10 degrees below average for that 15-day period. And that includes big cities like Minneapolis, Des Moines, Chicago, Indianapolis, just to name a few that have seen those first half of December temperatures more than 10 degrees below average. But you go just a few hundred miles to the west, and we've seen those temperatures at least 10 degrees above average in parts of the interior northwest, the northern intermountain region, and into parts of the northern and even central Rockies.
All right, that's it for Inside Agriculture on this last full week before the end of the year. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll see you Monday morning right here.